Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Finance Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and over the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know about finance for your GCSE business exam, from revenue and costs, all the way through to break-even, analysis, and cash flow forecasting. Finance is one of the most important topics in GCSE business, and here's why. Every single decision a business makes has a financial consequence. Whether it's hiring staff, launching a new product, or choosing a supplier, money is always part of the equation. Examiners absolutely love finance questions because they test whether you can apply your knowledge to real business situations, not just recall definitions. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with the absolute foundations: revenue, costs, and profit. Revenue, sometimes called sales revenue or turnover, is the total income a business earns from selling its goods or services. The formula is beautifully simple. Revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. So if a bakery sells 500 loaves of bread at £2 each, their revenue is £1,000. Examiners will often give you a scenario and ask you to calculate revenue. Make sure you always show you're working. Now, costs. There are two types you absolutely must know: fixed costs and variable costs. Fixed costs are costs that do not change with the level of output. They stay the same whether the business produces 10 units or 10,000 units. Think rent, insurance, manager salaries, and loan repayments. A key exam tip: fixed costs per unit actually fall as output increases. This is called economies of scale, and it links beautifully to the operations topic. Variable costs, on the other hand, do change with output. The more you produce, the higher your variable costs. Raw materials, packaging, and piece rate wages are classic examples. The formula for total variable costs is variable cost per unit multiplied by the number of units produced. Total costs equals fixed costs plus total variable costs. Write that down. It comes up in calculations constantly. And finally, profit. Profit equals revenue minus total costs. If the answer is positive, the business is making a profit. If it's negative, it's making a loss. Gross profit is revenue minus cost of sales. Net profit is gross profit minus all other operating expenses. Examiners will credit you for using the correct profit term, so be precise. Now let's move on to one of the most tested concepts in GCSE finance, break-even analysis. The break-even point is the level of output at which total revenue exactly equals total costs, meaning the business is making neither a profit nor a loss. To calculate it, you use this formula: break-even point equals fixed cost divided by the contribution per unit. And contribution per unit equals selling price minus variable cost per unit. Let me walk you through an example. Imagine a business has fixed costs of £10,000. Each unit sells for £5, and the variable cost per unit is £3. Contribution per unit is 5 minus 3, which equals £2. Break-even point is 10,000 divided by 2, which equals 5,000 units. So the business needs to sell 5,000 units before it starts making a profit. The margin of safety is equally important. It tells you how far current output is above the break-even point. In other words, how much sales can fall before the business starts making a loss. Formula: margin of safety equals actual output minus break-even output. A larger margin of safety means the business is in a stronger financial position. Now let's talk about cash flow. And this is where candidates often lose marks because they confuse cash flow with profit. They are not the same thing. Cash flow is the movement of money into and out of a business over time. Cash inflows include sales receipts, loans received, and capital injected by owners. Cash outflows include wages, rent, supplier payments, and utility bills. Net cash flow equals total inflows minus total outflows. A business can be profitable on paper, but still run out of cash. For example, if customers haven't paid their invoices yet. This is called a cash flow problem, and it's one of the most common reasons businesses fail. A cash flow forecast is a table showing predicted inflows, outflows, and net cash flow for each month. The closing balance at the end of each month becomes the opening balance for the next. Examiners love asking you to complete a cash flow forecast table, so practice filling these in. If a business has a negative closing balance, it faces a cash flow problem. Solutions include arranging an overdraft with the bank, chasing debtors to pay faster, delaying payments to suppliers, or selling assets. Finally, let's look at sources of finance. Businesses need money to start up and grow, and they can get it from internal or external sources. Internal sources include retained profit, money kept in the business from previous profits, and selling assets the business no longer needs. External sources include bank loans, which are repaid with interest over a fixed period, overdrafts, which allow a business to spend more than it has in its account temporarily, share capital, where a limited company sells shares to investors, and trade credit, where suppliers allow the business to pay later, usually 30 to 60 days. The right source of finance depends on the purpose, the size of the business, and the cost. A startup might rely on owner savings and a bank loan, while a large public limited company might issue new shares. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip number one, always show your working and calculation questions. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks. Examiners are instructed to award credit for correct method even when the arithmetic slips. Tip number two, when a question asks you to analyze or evaluate a financial decision, you must go beyond the numbers. Link the financial data to the business context. For example, don't just say the business breaks even at 5,000 units. Say breaking even at 5,000 units means the business needs strong marketing to achieve sufficient sales, which will add to its costs. Tip number three, the command word justify means you must give a reason and explain why it is the better option compared to alternatives. Don't just describe, argue your case. Now, common mistakes. The biggest one I see is candidates confusing cash flow with profit. Remember, profit is an accounting concept. It's revenue minus costs. Cash flow is about actual money moving in and out. A business can be profitable, but cash poor. Second mistake, forgetting to include fixed costs when calculating total costs. Always check, have I added fixed and variable costs? Third mistake, in break-even questions, candidates sometimes divide by the wrong figure. The denominator is always contribution per unit, not variable cost, not total cost. Fourth mistake, when asked about sources of finance, candidates give a list without applying it to the context. Always ask yourself, is this a startup or an established business? Is it a short-term or long-term need? Match the source to the situation. Time for a quick-fire quiz. Pause the podcast after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, what is the formula for revenue? Answer, price multiplied by quantity sold. Question two, what is the difference between fixed and variable costs? Answer, fixed costs don't change with output, variable costs do. Question three, what is the break-even formula? Answer, fixed costs divided by contribution per unit. Question four, what is contribution per unit? Answer, selling price minus variable cost per unit. Question five, name two internal sources of finance. Answer, retained profit and selling assets. Question six, what does a negative closing balance in a cash flow forecast tell us? Answer, the business has a cash flow problem. It will run out of money that month. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's session. One, revenue equals price times quantity. Profit equals revenue minus total costs. Two, fixed costs don't change with output. Variable costs do. Total costs equals fixed plus variable. Three, break-even point equals fixed costs divided by contribution per unit. Margin of safety equals actual output minus break-even output. Four, cash flow is not the same as profit. A cash flow forecast shows predicted monthly inflows, outflows, and net cash flow. Five, match your source of finance to the purpose, short-term needs, suit overdrafts and trade credit, long-term investment suits, loans, and share capital. You've got this. Finance is one of those topics where practicing calculations really pays off. So get past papers out, work through the numbers, and make sure you can explain what those numbers mean in a business context. Good luck in your exam. I'll see you in the next episode.